This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up, friendos? And welcome in This League. I'm the Welsh. That is the Bogman. Week 8 ranks. And we have got RotoWire's Jeff Erickson. He's going to be joining us to talk about all the plays for this week in what is a solid rank because they're all playing. There's no bye weeks for whatever reason in week 8. Just everybody's playing. So differentiating guys that can jump up, there's just such a bigger player pool. And I also think the tiers have kind of established themselves. But guess what? We're going to talk about all those plays, where it's sneaky. We have got only a few voicemails, which we'll talk about when we get there, and all the latest and greatest around. Mr. Scott Bogman, I'm going to see you in less than 1 week as our Arizona Diamondbacks have made the World Series.
Woo-hoo! Let's go, baby.
So we are intertwining all of our football and baseball. I know football people probably don't care about that, but Bogman is coming out here and you're putting everything to the test because I guess you're not going to be worried anymore about the Steelers Thursday night game because you're going to be out here way earlier. But Bogman is coming out for World Series Game 3. And then we don't know game four. And then you've got Thursday night football here in Phoenix. You'll be watching your Steelers. There's other games out here, first pitch conference. But either way is we will be live and in Technicolor in person in a mere week.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on this week.
We're used to the baseball season being done 3 weeks ago. Oh. The Diamondbacks don't even usually make the playoffs.
I'm used to like September 15th being like, all right, let's move on. Let's make it all football right now.
We did lose 101 games 2 years ago. So that does happen. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. And we have a lot of football in between too. No bye weeks this week. So strange. Such a weird thing. I think Amazon World Services is like making the schedule for the NFL now. And they do like 10 billion.
So Jeff Bezos just owns the NFL. He just do what he wants.
I think they use that service to help make the NFL schedule with the bye weeks and everything. And like they do 8 jillion different.
But what was the point? Like you had 1 week with like 4, 1 week with 6 or 1 week of 2, whatever the hell it is. Like just give them
bye
weeks.
This is what our AI overlords have told us to do. So we're doing it. So it's the first instance of it or whatever. But yeah, it's very strange, harder to rank this week because there's like almost too many players. It feels like because we got so used to bye weeks, but should be a fun one. I like that everyone's up at least for fantasy because Bipocalypse was. I mean, listen, Bipocalypse for me was actually okay. I won 2 games on like by less than a point, which was a lot of fun. I was high score in both of our guillotine leagues, not even close to being eliminated. So I like that. Lost in my home league on Monday Night Football. Didn't like that. That was the worst part. But yeah, pretty good week last week and looking forward to all of the teams playing this week.
One of the more interesting things that came out of this past week was the Atlanta Falcons situation. And, you know, it was so funny because you said this and I dismissed it. And I was like, no, I don't think so because he was sick. But, you know, that whole Bijan Robinson stuff, the NFL actually investigated because they were like, why was there no information about it with the headache? It wasn't diarrhea. Apparently it was headaches or whatever, which makes it worse, by the way, like put him out there with the shits. But, you know, he's got a headache and a migraine and stuff and they're not putting him out there. I couldn't understand it. The NFL investigated. We've had so much more to it as well. Want to point out, I got a notice because listen, I do majority of the things I talk about here on like bets and stuff. I do them. I had multiple Bijan Robinson bets this past week. And the most frustrated thing wasn't about that they didn't necessarily, I mean, I was frustrated with they didn't disclose the injuries. And it wasn't even about them not necessarily using him. It was that you had this headache that was going to limit him and you still played him, but you played him like seven snaps and one rush, which if he hadn't played, it would have given us, it would have canceled our bets and we would have got our money back. It was so frustrating. And the lack of disclosure was frustrating. Well, DraftKings actually refunded the Bijan Robinson bets, which is pretty fascinating, but everybody.
Well, that's nice, but you can't not start him in your fantasy leagues, you know, and
everybody taking accountability is my point, except for one person who takes no accountability. Maybe the worst person in the NFL now, officially, Arthur Smith and his stupid mustache.
Every week there's different obstacles, Josh. Whether you got three running backs, teams had to prepare for our three running backs, right? So whoever has the hot hand. And maybe I'll have to go tell Raves that, hey, Algier got the hot hand. I'm going to give him 15 carries. Maybe that's what I need to do. That's where we're headed.
What the hell is he talking about? On their
fantasy team. So maybe I'll yell across the Braves, hey, we're going to
get the CP. I didn't hear what you said. You were talking.
What I need to do. That's where we're headed. So make sure I don't upset anybody on their fantasy team. So maybe I'll yell across the Braves, hey, we're going to give the CP another carry here.
So
it's not. Hold on. I'm so mad about this because this is not about fantasy.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
It's about the NFL getting in bed with betting. That is the bigger issue here. Like the fantasy teams and the psychos that yelled Arthur Smith about his game plan and all that stuff, whatever. I don't like, build your team the best way to win it, however you think you're going to win. But this is about the NFL getting in bed with gambling websites. The line would have shifted if Bijan wasn't going to play. So much would have happened if you had reported this properly. And if we're going to take out all the stuff on the players who gamble, not on football.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
On the work site and suspend them. I know they made adjustments and everything, but if we're going to get deep into the weeds with that, if you are going to do something against that, again, you should be held accountable as well. So don't get pissy with a reporter asking a question about it and answer like a smartass with your fantasy football nonsense.
Yeah. Well, like, also,
pisses me off.
I don't know if this question so much was about, I mean, you probably need the whole context for you to piss. I don't know if this was about the gambling stuff. This is about the usage.
It doesn't matter though. It doesn't matter because the NFL got in bed with the gambling stuff. So everyone has to be held accountable. We're dragging these players' names through the mud when they're gambling on a game that they're not even in.
Yeah.
Like Calvin Ridley got suspended for a year. That's my whole point is like, it doesn't really matter what the angle of the question was because you need to be reporting this because the NFL is in bed with the books now. Like yeah. You just, everything in the game needs to be above board. Everything, even this.
Well,
but if he would have said, look, I made a mistake, it's not going to happen again, that would have been fine. But, you know, going off on your nonsense fantasy football crap, I want to knock his teeth out.
Well, what I don't like more about that outside of your take on it is like, it's also being dismissive of being like, oh, well, the fantasy people want Bijan to be out there because he's the best player. Like, it's not a fantasy. And Adam Levitan, I think, said this most succinctly on a tweet. He said, the problem with Arthur Smith's philosophy, in my opinion, using your best players optimally isn't a fantasy football take. It's how you win actual games. That's what he said. Yeah. And I could not agree more with that. Like, fantasy owners, you get pissed because
he is clearly the best player on that team that doesn't get used because he's like, no, we have three running backs and we like to play the hot hand. And it's like, why would you not play your best player? On top of not playing your best player, you're also absolutely gaming the system and not disclosing something that would keep him from the game. Back to your point, Arthur Smith just stinks.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think people are going overboard on the fantasy football stuff. Cause like I said, I thought Arthur Smith was a genius for the way he, revamped this O-line. Matt Ryan just gets murdered for a year and he goes, this line can't pass block. We're going to turn into a run first team. We're going to run the ball down team's throat. We're not going to put our crappy QBs who can't move in a position to get sacked. That I thought that was very smart of him. And everybody hates it for fantasy because you have Kyle Pitts and Drake London and blah, blah, blah. I understand that. But with your personnel being so bad at pass blocking, you have to make this adjustment. And he did it. I thought that was very smart. But I think this is such a cop-out bullcrap answer. I think everything you said, is right. This is, it's beyond fantasy football. You have to report if your guy is hurt or sick or injured or whatever. Like, you got to do it. And you didn't do it. So don't give me the same fantasy football crap that you do every single week. I hate that.
I think the coaches and players, I don't care about your fantasy team, is as old and play out and as stupid as the big, disgusting fat losers who yell at players online because they didn't perform for their fantasy team. So I think it is one. I am as sick as I am of those losers who scream at players for not doing stuff for them is the guys that are like, I don't care about your fantasy team. And I have to throw in fantasy to everything when people get frustrated, whether it is fantasy related or not. It's like, it's pretty easy to understand. You should play your best players. And also you should disclose when any players have issues because of everything you mentioned. There are, there's a lot of money and things tied in, and the NFL is in bed with all of these things. DraftKings for DFS and for overall gambling and fantasy, those are in bed to this sport. So you can dismiss it all you want, but it plays big of a role as anything in the growth of all sports is fantasy, because it gets people invested further and further and further, as does betting. So it's just old man yells at cloud.
Whatever brings eyes to the NFL. I mean, they're doing the Nickelodeon stuff with the Toy Story and all that stuff. Like whatever pathway you get to bringing more eyes to the NFL is positive towards the game, and this hurts it. Yeah. So I think he should absolutely be taken to the woodshed for this.
Yeah, I thought it was just weird, and everyone was jumping on just the stupid press conference of it. And every little element of it too is just like,
if he would have said, hey, he had a headache the night before, we weren't sure if that was something that was going to last into Sunday, and we didn't report it because we didn't know. Like, at least that is talking about the process and what happened, instead of, well, I'll make sure to do that because of fantasy football next week or whatever. And he had to say the reporter's name. Josh, we do this every week, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no, we're not asking you about running back usage, stupid. We're asking you about why Bijan wasn't on the injury report. Answer the question. Don't dodge it. I hate that.
Yeah, but it also, it gives credence to the concerns when A, books are refunding the money, and B, the NFL is investigating why things weren't reported. So it's not a nothing burger. As much as he wants to make it out to be nothing, it's not nothing when the NFL and books are both backtracking, at least on it not being a thing. So, you know what I'm saying? It was a wild situation, but hey, I got some free bets they didn't give my money back. They gave it in free bets. So let's go Zay Flowers. Let's talk about some of the stuff. We got Jeff Erickson coming on here in just a little bit from RotoWire, our good friend, who we're going to be seeing out here in just like a week or two as well, which I guess we'll have said like 12 times and no one will care anymore, but that is going to happen. A couple things that are floating out in the ethers. Kyler Murray, full participant in practice on Wednesday, but it is not expected to play, I think I saw, until week 10 or after week 10. One of the two. One of those two.
Last week they said 2 weeks, so I was not expecting him this week.
No, somebody commented on that when you were talking up there, that it was out there that he wasn't going to play until like week 10.
It was from Jarecki that I saw it 2 weeks.
That Jarecki said he was going to play?
No, he said the expectation is 2 weeks from now. So not week 7, not week 8, but week 9. So
yeah. So maybe they're going to be on a bye. Week 9 or 10. The Niners are on bye in week 9, so it is possible that the Cardinals are also. So that might be.
Nope. It's the Broncos, Lions, Jacksonville, and San Francisco. The Cardinals in week 9 play the on the road against the Browns. Week 10 is at home against the Falcons.
Yeah, so I think at home against the Falcons is sure. Week 10 is probably the spot also, that you're going to
coming
have
off a busted knee, maybe don't put him out against the Browns. So
maybe not. Brock Purdy not expected to pass concussion proto before Sunday, and Sam Darnold is likely to start. I didn't even see that. Is that for real?
Yeah, I mean, Purdy went into the proto late, and usually proto takes 6 to 7 days. So if you don't follow proto, brother, you're going to be out. So Sam Darnold looks like wheels up.
I mean, can't be much worse than it was.
Look, Purdy has turned into a little bit of a pumpkin.
Oh, he's back to all the things that made me frustrated of him being the starting quarterback. He is making Jimmy Garoppolo-like play. Last week, never been more frustrated. The Browns game was tough. That Vikings game, the throws that he made, not going to Brandon Ayuk in the second half, kick him to the moon. I am like, if we see more of that, never again. I want Sam Darnold as a quarterback if we're going to see that. I love Purdy. I don't know what's been going on the last 2 weeks. This last game was exponentially more frustrating than Cleveland because he made every dumbass Jimmy Garoppolo mistake you can make.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Sam Darnold, and I wonder if he's super crisp. Are we going to have maybe a QB debate? Your Niners can never settle on one guy, it feels like. You know, as soon as you go out and draft Trey Lance, then Jimmy G comes in and plays great. You know, and Trey Lance can't stay healthy and Jimmy G comes in and plays well again. And then Jimmy G gets hurt. And then Brock Purdy looks amazing. We're going to Brock Purdy and now Brock Purdy looks like crap. And now we're going to Sam Darnold. It is the Niners musical chair at quarterbacks, but it really doesn't matter who's back there. If they're clean, the game plan is going to win because there's so many good playmakers, but Purdy has absolutely not been clean.
Go trade for Kirk Cousins. That's all that Shanahan's want.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Wanted for 4 years anyways was Kirk Cousins to be a 49er. So
get yourself a Kirkuset.
All right. Well, Sam Darnold's going to come in. He'll be a game manager. Should be lots of Christian McCaffrey. That makes me like that game a little bit less, but maybe he'll just throw to IU. I expect.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
Has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
A lot of George Kittle in there. Backup quarterbacks. I expect tight ends to go. I think, whatever. You know what? I haven't even looked this morning at the Niners. I haven't paid attention to where their props are. And I unfortunately don't think we're going to see the stuff up until Sunday. They're going to hold it back until there's more definitive.
Not officially out. Yeah. And Shanahan has said there's still time that Brock could pass proto. So if he does, great. But I don't think he's going to.
There are numbers right now. So check this out. You can get George Kittle at 42.5 receiving yards. Brandon Ayuk is at 59.5. Those are the two 49ers that are up right now. And not that this is a betting thing, but and then the receptions. You can't get any 49ers receiver on the reception. So you can get the receiving yards, but not. But I think Darnold will be more of a game manager. Lots of Christian McCaffrey, maybe some Eli Mitchell.
I think if you're Sam Darnold, this is a audition for not just the Niners job, but another job anywhere else. So you may want to go out there and fling it. So I don't know. Might see a couple line audibles and more passing plays. I think it's either going to be like a 3-touchdown or a 3-pick game for Purdy. It's going to go one way or the other.
You mean Darnold?
Or Darnold, yes. Excuse me.
Purdy. Well, one more week like that with Purdy, and let's call the Cowboys and get Trey Lance back. So I'm getting over it. P.J. Walker going to start for the Browns. So we got some backup quarterbacks this week that are going. P.J. Walker,
makes the Browns bleh, little bleh. We also have a question on if Daniel Jones is going to. I actually wouldn't mind if Tyra Taylor keeps going. Tyra Taylor's getting Waller involved. Jalen Hyatt's getting the ball. He's just getting the ball to the guys that need to get it. So I would not hate, but I think Daniel Jones might have sat out Wednesday and maybe had a limited practice on Thursday.
I think it's one more week for Daniel Jones going to be down. I think this is another Tyrod week, and then I think they go back to Danny Dimes. So, I mean, look, if he's healthy, he's their guy. They paid him. So he's going to be the guy come hell or high water here. But Brian Daboll loves to yell in his face with cameras on those guys. So
yeah,
it looks like he's getting pretty frustrated here.
Roshan, also still in proto. Got to clear proto, bro.
He full practice yesterday.
Okay.
Everything well, they're allowed proto, to do then. When he's in produce. why can't I say proto? Proto. I had a stroke there for like 2 seconds.
I have never seen you have a like me stroke. You went on, you call. You said he's in produce.
I said because I was going to say produ. I was like, why am I saying produ?
Protocol.
Produce?
Protocol.
So, yeah, proto. I don't know. And we talked with Deepak about the guys that last longer than a week in concussion protocol are, you know, they might stick around for three. So this would be his third week. I guess it was a bad concussion or took longer for him to get over, whatever. But he's doing everything he can in practice. So I'm assuming he's going to pass today or tomorrow. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see where that ends up
and
going.
Then you and I are going to have a bet on 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, you'll hear in a little bit Bogman and I yell about Roshan and Deontay and everything. But I don't think, regardless of what happens, Roshan can be unleashed after coming off of proto, especially off of Foreman's performance. But it'll affect ranks. A couple other injury things, and then the Wednesday DMPs, if you guys are worried about them. Will Levis likely to start for the Titans with Tannehill in question, not Malik?
Yeah, I was surprised by this. I saw this, I want to say yesterday morning. And I look, Will Levis is a guy that they drafted more recently, right? And that was kind of the writing on the wall of, we don't trust Malik. But then Malik won the backup job out of camp. So, but I guess now with Tannehill down, they want to see what Will Levis has. I'm a little surprised not going to be Malik. And I'm not 100% convinced we're going to know who it is 100%, but I guess fine. Let's see what we have with Will Levis and go from there. But
did you hear also the Titans are making calls on moving Hopkins?
I heard. Yeah. Isn't everybody up? Cause they just traded Byard to the Eagles.
So. Yeah. It looks like they're ready to just like unload. There are also some Derrick Henry rumors out there.
I would love to see Derrick Henry on another team, to be honest. Like, I think the Titans are one of those teams that they need to tank. Because Mike Vrabel is a very good coach. I also think we could see him leave Tennessee and go somewhere else because it's just not working in Tennessee for him anymore. But yeah, this team, this roster is not good. Vrabel and his staff, like, they wring every drop out of this towel. They do. But I just don't think that the towel is good enough here. This is not a good team. So.
We got Zach Ertz placed on the IR with a quad injury. Also, I don't see it on here, and I think we mentioned it, but Dawson Knox also likely to be placed on the IR. So you've got two new tight ends in the market. Kincaid, who I don't know if we even talked about much in here, but just he's in a phenomenal spot right now. And then you're going to have McBride, who's going to be the main tight end. I don't know if it matters, though.
Yeah, I'm happier for this for when we get Kyler in. Because when we have a viable QB, and Josh Dobbs did a great job for a couple weeks there, but now the book is out on him. He is getting run over. All of his short reads are taken away, and they're really getting after him. So it's time. Whenever Murray comes in, it's time, and it's better for McBride then. But I think almost anyone that's not Marquise Brown is going to be hit or miss as long as Dobbs is quarterback here, It's Marquise Brown and nobody right now.
Frank Reich said that the Panthers backfield is going to be a little bit of a committee. You're going to talk about that a little bit later. Miles Sanders returning from a shoulder injury. So just keep that in mind. Bogman's going to talk up Chuba Hubbard, and Chris Olave was arrested for speeding and it was fine. It might have something later on, but it's going to have literally no effects to.
Yeah. I thought game. Like everyone giving Olave so much crap for saying, yeah, I played for the Saints, and the cop going, and But I mean, if I played for the Saints, I'm doing anything I can to get out of
being everybody's arrested. Acting like yeah. they wouldn't. Are you kidding? Dude, Diamondbacks are going to the World Series. I'm hitting everybody up. I'm like, I'm on CBS and Fantasy Pros and I like the Diamondbacks. And can somebody hook use everything that you know what? Hat tip to Olave. He wasn't an a-hole. He was totally fine. Maybe he name dropped the little Saints.
He wasn't drunk. He's not Amozuna from the Braves. He wasn't like out there slurring his words.
You know what he should start doing? Either be like license to registration, and he should be like sliding like some autographed cards. And here's my license, my registration. Here's my rookie card. Here's
bribery.
Yeah. Here's a 10 of 10. I found this football that's here. And
are you
I'll
trying
sign
to bribe an officer right now, sir?
Officer, I want to sign the ticket and this card and this football. And if you got a helmet, I'll sign that too. Whatever you need. Let's just move on. So I would do all of it. It's all good with Olave.
Yeah. You get the one cop in New Orleans that's a Bucks fan. You know, yeah. If you did that, so oh really? You're resisting arrest now. Look at that.
It's like I think football players are overpaid. We got school teachers that need to be making school teachers making $35,000, and you.
Why did you break his knee with your baton? No, it's not because I'm a Bucks fan. It's he was resisting arrest. You shouldn't do that. So
go Panthers. All right, some Wednesday DNPs. Ken Walker with the calf. I don't know if I'm that worried about it, but don't love it. Tyler Lockett with the hamstring. DK might be lining back up. Tyler Lockett here. Just, I don't know. I think it bodes okay for JSN to hold some value. This one I am concerned
JSN
about.
JSN sucks. Well, I hate him.
Well, I hate Geno for also not throwing him in the second half. It's not JSN.
Well, he dropped it. He dropped one,
but he got no other targets.
Beaters.
Well, not good for the 49ers. Debo Smith with the shoulder.
Debo Smith.
Yeah, I was looking at the thing. No chance that Debo Samuel plays this weekend. I think that with the bye week coming up, absolutely no chance that they're going to put him out there with the shoulder.
Yeah, I don't know why they would, you know. So you let him rest up.
Outside, I mean, they love losing games. So the only other reason would be,
they lost two in a row. Oh my
yep,
God.
It's a favorite thing to do. Favorite thing, throw picks, lose games.
So bad.
Make sure you don't have Debo out there so they can lose a third straight so they can go into the bye with all those losses. And Kyle Shanahan could be like, this isn't my fault. This is their fault.
Sam Darnold, yeah. Well, he's not Arthur Smith. I think he'll hold himself accountable. All right, maybe. All right.
Hockenson's got a foot thing. Raheem Mostert with an ankle. I mean, I'm not like a Tarantino foot thing.
Quentin Tarantino, yeah. His foot thing. Salma Hayek sticking her foot in his mouth. Pouring tequila down her leg. Yeah.
He's got a foot thing here. Mostert with the ankle. Zach Moss got an elbow. Musgrave ankle. Tannehill ankle. Kareem Hunt, a hip. All of those could be of concern. But the biggest one, now that I'm thinking about it, this probably should have led the show and I forgot about it. Tyreek Hill. There are some talk
practiced
that
in full today.
Okay, he did practice in full. Okay, so never mind. So good that we didn't, because there was some serious like we might not be playing.
Or it might have been
weekend.
Limited, but I was reading the report and they're like, he did all of his high intensity stuff on the sideline. Like, he's fine. So he's gonna play.
Okay, let's check that out. Because I saw some stuff.
I literally just read it before the pod started. So,
Because yesterday this was Tua saying, if we couldn't have Tyreek, that would be tough, but the show goes on. That was the yesterday stuff. And early this morning, it was more of the same. But if he practiced in full today, I'm not seeing anything about him practicing. But let's see. Practice. Talk about practice. Tyreek Hill practice. I still don't see anything. So I guess we'll take
Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill is back at practice, bringing normal cheetah energy as Kirk Franklin plays. Hill later ran routes. I mean, I might be having a stroke.
I think
caught passes and did his normal high intensity cutting drills. Looked like cheetah. Good sign after he missed practice with hip injury yesterday.
Excellent.
From Cameron Wolf. So
yeah, but those play and someone was like, oh, well, you know, we might miss him for a couple of weeks, but we'll be okay. And it's like, don't say that stuff. Guy missed one practice and he's back with it. Did you see that video too, by the way, about the a couple of weeks ago when he got the touchdown and he tried to give his mom the football?
And the guy stole it. Yeah.
And the guy grabbed it, but then the guy gave it back to his mom. Tyreek Hill.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
At your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. Then showed up at a restaurant that the guy was at and brought him an autographed football.
That's
and the
so guy, awesome.
It was so cool. And he even talked about it. And the guy was like, I didn't know it was your mom. He's like, I'll be honest. He's like, I see the best wide receiver in the NFL throw a football. I'm going to try to get it. But yeah. Had I known it was your mom, I would have moved out of the way. And Tyreek brought him an autographed football and showed up at the restaurant. It was pretty. I mean, the guy was like, I feel like we knew this guy. I know 12 of these type of guys. He's like, oh my God, you're the coolest effing dude and blah, blah, blah. And he's sitting at this restaurant just drunk off his, I mean, this guy is always drunk, but he was so appreciative. And I thought that was cool that Tyreek did that.
Yeah. I mean, look, Tyreek is a guy that has not had a lot of good press, right?
Yeah.
So it's always nice to see him doing some good stuff there. So I don't know if this completely wipes away some of the other stuff that he's done, but it's, you know, at least he's looking good.
Yeah, it's not slapping people. That's a good thing.
That's true.
It's really good when he's not slapping people. Any of those other injuries of major concern for you? Kareem Hunt?
No, Mostert. I mean, it was Wednesday on a lot of those. So Wednesday, like we know, is the veteran rest day. Like you said, I think Walker will be fine. I think Lockett's more of a question mark. Hockenson should be fine. We haven't really heard a lot of negative about Mostert. Musgrave is a question. Tannehill's probably not going. Kareem Hunt is a big question with Jerome Ford already down. Pierre Strong might be up big this week if Kareem can't go. So, and even if Kareem plays, he's probably limited. So I think Pierre Strong is going to have a decent role for Cleveland this week.
A couple of these were updated for today that I can see. This is on the Roto World. Musgrave still did not practice. We did get Aaron Jones practicing. Zach Moss returned to practice. And though Tyrod Taylor is lining up to play, Dana Jones limited practice on Thursday. So just
It's a neck injury for Danny Dimes, so maybe not because of that. But if he practiced today, he's probably playing.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we got Jeff Erickson from RotoWire. We're talking about all of our big plays and voicemails on the other side right here on In This League. But I do want to remind you guys to go and check us out at InThisLeague.com. Didn't even mention it so far today. Not that way. I guess we need to. InThisLeague.com on the Patreon. Do it today. Sign up. Access to us and have so much fun. InThisLeague.com. Jeff Erickson right after this.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Week 8 ranks. Joining us is RotoWire's own Jeff Erickson, one of our dear friends who we will be seeing in a mere week or so. And I get to say we, not the royal we, but the actual we, because yes, Bogman in person with me in Arizona and the poker master and the master over at RotoWire. Jeff Erickson, what's up, buddy?
Doing well, guys. Keeping busy. Doing the multi-sport life like you guys there, as always. And what a great time for that. And what a great time for you guys. I mean,
yeah.
Diamondbacks going to the World Series. Bog, do you have any, like, love for the Rangers now that you're in Texas? Or
not even a little. No. Okay. I mean, I'm from, the greater Houston area. I was actually rooting for the Astros, not because I like the Astros, but because it would have been cheaper to go to an Astros game for me. I wouldn't have had to buy a flight and all that stuff. But and they've gone to the World Series a bunch. You know, it's old news in Houston, so the tickets don't go crazy. But they are crazy in Phoenix, and I paid for them, and I am ready to go.
You know, I actually haven't had little affinity for the Rangers because I live next to their spring complex. I literally live less than 5 minutes away from it. I spent tons of time there, and they were my big preseason bold prediction, Boggs, if you remember. Was the Rangers, just after seeing them in camp so much, I was like, this team is going to, I don't remember what the prediction was, but they were my singular team prediction. And then they fault, and then they came back up. But football fans don't care, but ITL fans definitely know the Diamondbacks affinity. And what is so cool is the Pitch Conference, Baseball HQ's conference, is coming out next week.
So it is all baseball people, but there are a lot of football heads that are coming out there. People that are covering Jeff does Bubba. There's a lot of people that are paying attention to it. So that is going to be fun. And a lot of us all together, and we will, we have played poker with and hung out with Jeff for years and years now in the conference. So it's just very nice to catch up with you before we get into all the action. You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff_Erickson.
I don't know if I've seen Jeff very sober. Maybe pretty sober, but
I've seen Jeff sober. What are you talking about? What type of message are you trying to create here, Bogman?
I'm just saying I have a great time when I hang out with Jeff. That's all I'm saying. So
your sample size is night times at first pitch Arizona. And yes, the beer is flowing. I mean,
it wavers. So I come in sober. I don't know if I leave that way. So
there you go.
That's all I'm saying.
Jeff. Yeah. Well, great to have you sober here, Jeff.
That's a great.
No, me sober.
I thought you were saying Jeff. I was
Thanks, Jeff the drunk, for coming on our show. Appreciate that. Jeff, no, me, I'm sober. Yeah.
Oh God, that's so funny. All right, well, we're talking week eight ranks. Everybody's back. They're all back. So no more buys, all the players. When we get to it, I will tell you the difficulty I have in one spot. To the second, I still haven't filled it out because what we do every single week. We go through quarterback, running back, wide receiver. We've got a couple placeholders, you know, surprise wide receiver one, surprise running back two, all that type of stuff. We'll go through our favorite plays of the week. Still some difficulty, especially when you're comparing it against, you know, the consensus ranks that are out there. And you're trying to find a guy that can be a surprise RB1 that isn't typically. And then you look at the ranks and you're like, well, these are all the RB1s. I don't know who else can get there. So that is what makes it difficult. A real quick look at last week, Boggs. We had you, me, and D-Bro. I'm trying to see if there's any that stood out. I don't think I had Zay Flowers. I had Drake London. All of my guys were fine, but I don't think they really stood out. You had Rashee Rice, which was definitely a good play. Your logic on Roshan goes to Deontay. And D-Bro had Jonathan Taylor, which was, you know, just a good play from last week. So a couple of decent plays in there.
Out so well. So,
no, Jordan Love looks like garbage. He looks like crap.
He looks so bad.
And we might talk about it here. So, Jeff, how we do it, we start with the surprise quarterback of the week, your surprise quarterback one. We are going to let you kick it off. We do snake draft style. So a, you know, relatively non-typical QB1, but circumstances might throw them in there that you think is going to be a high-end quarterback for the week.
So the matchup isn't great. But I've got some strong Jameis 30 for 30 vibes on Gardner Minshew this year for the rest of the way. Lots of turnovers, lots of points. I think it's all going to happen on a pretty regular basis. There's going to be some games where the turnovers weigh more heavily than the plus. But he's quick enough to scramble. He can get you that rushing touchdown, as we saw last week. I've got him. It's barely in the as a QB1. I've got him at like 11. But I really struggled, guys, to be honest, to push somebody up into that this week. I feel like there's 10 that I like, and after that it's a little squishy. So Gardner Minshew against the Saints at home is my surprise,
man. I will tell you, it did it again too, Boggs. I'm looking here, I did my ranks last night, maybe my own submission didn't help it, and I see guys my quarterback
cheater
when we go in is just up high too, and I'm saying this to have the appreciation of Gardner Minshew being the name here, because Minshew could have even been in the sleeper quarterback range, because I think there are some questions that are tied in with a really tough defense, and he might not have been into that spot. So Minshew's a really good one. So I don't know if I'm going to pivot off of mine, but Gardner Minshew up for Jeff. Boggs, who is your surprise QB1 for the week?
With you guys, I thought the top 12 were pretty, you know, that's about right. And it danced a little bit over the last couple of days, but I went with Matthew Stafford against Dallas, and Dallas has a good pass defense. They have a great pass rush. We know that the offensive line for the Rams is a little shaky, but we also know that their run game is not as stellar as it was. So, you know, with Darrell Henderson and Royce Freeman coming in, I think we're just going to see a lot of Matt Stafford passing. So, you know, Cooper Kupp wheels up, Puka Nacua wheels up. And hopefully the rest of those guys work out as well. And I would like one running back. I don't like this running back by committee, but it's tough to choose when your choices are Darrell Henderson and Royce Freeman. Sounds like the running backs have an expansion franchise right now. But that's what's happening in L.A. So let's roll with Matt Stafford getting some passes.
All right. So I'm the big fat cheater. I mean, I will mention a couple other quarterbacks that I like. But the guy I picked last night was at like 14 or 15 on consensus ranks that we're comparing against Fantasy Pros. And he is now inside the top 10. I've got him higher, and it's just CJ Stroud. So I did my work on CJ Stroud. I've picked him so many times this year. I love CJ Stroud. Carolina giving up the seventh most fantasy points to quarterbacks over the last 4 weeks. They're also giving up the second most passing touchdowns in only three games that have been played over the last four. Stroud also has two passing touchdowns in four of his last five, but it is cheating, I guess, because he is now up to nine. I have met seven this week. I have met seven.
But I wrote him down first, guys. When Boggs reached out to me and said, hey, this is what we're doing, that's the first name I wrote down. And then I looked at those ranks this morning, like, and I had to pivot pretty quick.
I did not look at anything this morning. I did all of it last night, and I was in the clear, and I knew this was going to happen. But I also kind of like Dak Prescott, who's in at 12 this week. I kind of pushed him up just a little, little tidbit there. So let's go into the next quarterback, because this one is still in play here. And my sleeper quarterback for the week. So this is a guy, you know, much deeper play. Maybe it's more super flex. It's what level of trustability. It's not a QB one, but it's a guy that you think could have a good week. I'm going with Mac Jones. And I feel kind of gross about saying that with Mac Jones in general. Mac Jones comes in at 25 at QB. I've got him at 19 or 20. Last 4 weeks, Miami is giving up the third most passing touchdowns to quarterbacks, the sixth most passing yards as well. When you look at the wide receiver numbers that have been given up by Miami, it also works really in favor of someone I'm going to talk about here in a little bit. But sometimes the logic simply in play is, I think Miami could be up on this game, and this is going to be New England playing from behind. Except, what will be if Tyreek Hill's not there? I don't know how efficient Miami's offense will be in general, but they're starting to click, New England is. Mac Jones is starting to find some rhythm. He's got Kendrick Bourne. The running back's getting going a tiny bit. This is just a surprise quarterback play. Would not be shocked to see a two-touchdown performance from Mac Jones against Miami, because they have just struggled a little bit about stopping overall high-end quarterbacks. So I think this could be a top 20 play this week, but there is a big clump of players that belong in there. Mac just kind of stands out to me. So that's my surprise QB one of the week. Bogman, we snake it back to you.
Yeah, this is, are you picking a bad QB against a tough defense or against a bad defense, or a good QB against a good defense here? Is pretty much the options we have this week for the second spot. I'm going to homer out. I'm going to roll with my boy Kenny Pickett against Jacksonville. They're giving up. Sorry, Jeff. See, I told you it was
got him.
So I'm going to go with Kenny Pickett against Jacksonville. Look, they're giving up the second most passing yards in the NFL this year. The Chargers are the only team giving up more than them. And, you know, Pittsburgh is supposed to be down in this game, even though they're at home. I get it. I also expect them to be down. I don't think they match up very well with Jacksonville. So I think we're going to see a lot of garbage yards out of Kenny late, which is, you know, they all count the same for fantasy. So let's roll with Kenny.
All right, Jeff, it goes to you. It sounds like you got sniped here. The pickings are definitely a lot thinner, even though all the guys are playing. It's just like the defining players that beat the odds, I think, is what's really tough here. So
doing my ranks on quarterbacks this week, I was just like, oh, I hate this guy. I hate this guy. Desmond Ridder, 8.1 yards, eight yards per passing attempt that Titans are allowing right now this year. I worry a little bit about game flow. If the Falcons get a lead.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
We're gonna go full Arthur. They're gonna go for Arthur Smith on them, but at the same time, you can't really run that well against Tennessee. They're getting healthier on defense. Tennessee's better at home than they are on the road defensively, so I think they're gonna have to pass. So it's a hold my nose pick, but Desmond Ridder is my guy here.
All right, let's go over to quarterbacks, and we will snake right back to Mr. Jeff Erickson. We're talking about our surprise RB one of the week, and I will tell you right now, gentlemen, I still don't have my pick at this moment for this. I stared at it so long last night,
And I went and I worked on my others. I really found the guys I wanted to hone in on. But if I'm sticking to my own rules of this game, finding a guy that is an atypical RB1, at least from a rank perspective, that qualifies at that spot, I just kept staring and staring at it. And I couldn't find the guy that I could fall in love with. You know what my problem was too? It's actually the Thursday night game that had a couple of my picks. I probably, you know, the people listening to this probably would have picked Rashad White, if I'm being honest with you, or even James Cook. Those guys didn't qualify. So what say you, Jeff? An A-ish typical. I'm not going to kill anybody if it's a, you know, a guy that's right in the 11, 12 range. But who is your surprise RB1 of the week?
So, like, I struggle with this, too. I mean, it, like, again, I looked at the rankings, and there's Jahmyr Gibbs at 10. I can't use him for this in the Fantasy Pro ranking. So that would have been my guy. I'm with you. I'm going to go Dameon Pierce. If he doesn't get it well this week, it never happens. And then we can move on with our lives. But it doesn't get better than this matchup against Carolina. Maybe this is a little bit of wish casting, but it's got to be the one, you know, coming off a bye against a team that can't stop the run. But Devin Singletary is there taking his carries away from him. I don't know, but I'm going to go Pierce with this one. It's not a glowing endorsement.
All right, Boggs, your surprise RB1 of the week is who?
This is the easiest one of the week for me. It's Derrick Henry. Look, you're down a quarterback.